This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Bernie Sanders plays his last card in the presidential race and officially endorses nominee Hillary Clinton.
Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process. And I congratulate her for that.
With Hillary Clinton standing by, the event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, signifies that Hillary Clinton's desk is cleared now for a coronation convention in Philadelphia, and then on to the general election to face Donald Trump. This day also signifies that Bernie Sanders can now play Pokemon Go for the rest of the summer if he wants. He won't need any cards for that. The Sanders footprints, though, remain on the Democratic Party platform, his endorsement of the minimum wage, his opposition to the death penalty, and continued Wall Street reform. But Hillary Clinton will hold fast to her support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, two key policies where Sanders and Clinton see eye to eye are higher education and health care, and they're both in the platform. What will we learn between now and November? Well, whether the Sanders phenom is a full-fledged political movement or just a wing of the Democratic Party. Nomiki Konst has an opinion on this. She's a host of The Filter on Sirius XM Progress, a Bernie Sanders supporter and a member of the Democratic Platform Committee. She joins me now. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So, Nomi, how was, first of all, the meeting in the platform committee? Was this all friendly stuff? Endorsement today means that everyone's just hugging?
Oh, yeah, sure. we're out to go get some ice cream. You know, it was a tough meeting. The hours were very long. Let's start with that. People were up until 2, 3 in the morning trying to pass these amendments. The debate was a very hearty debate over the soul of the Democratic Party, from making $15 minimum wage the standard for the Democratic Party, to ending TPP, which our side, the Sanders side, lost that fight. We had some major environmental, huge success on environmental issues, from creating some sort of regulations on fracking provisions, which is a really big thing in a very organized area of the Democratic Party right now, where there's a lot of activists pushing on the Democratic Party. But, you know, I personally don't think it went far enough. And I think that in the meetings, we saw that even some Hillary supporters started to break away from their leader in where the Democratic Party is to go. The biggest issue, I think, that is not being reported on is campaign finance reform. While in the platform there is a call to end super PACs, there were multiple amendments that were just voted down unanimously on the Hillary Clinton side. So, you know, there's still some tension. I think that this is a good step towards unifying the party. I don't know if all of the Bernie Sanders supporters, especially the more active and vocal ones, will be on board just yet. And I think that's up to Hillary. I don't think it's up to Bernie. Symbolism hasn't worked so far. Elizabeth Warren didn't bring in Bernie Sanders supporters. Katy Perry didn't bring in a millennial woman. This is up to Hillary to go out there and listen and put an ear on the ground of the progressive party. This party is 70% more progressive than it was 10 years ago.
What does that mean, though?
It means that the country's changing. The demographics are shifting
rapidly. In specific numbers, what does that mean? 70% more progressive.
70%. When you poll the Democratic Party membership, you know, there's issues that you poll them on from 10 years ago to today. You know, it's almost unanimous that Democrats agree that same-sex marriage should be the standard, right? That we should have economic policies that reflect the recession. We should learn from our mistakes of the recession. So I think the recession was really the point where the Democratic Party went back to the party of FDR, the membership. At the platform meetings, over and over and over again, that is what I heard where the divide was. It was among the Wall Street Democrats and the more fiscally progressive FDR populist Democrats.
Would you say Hillary Clinton represents the Wall Street Democrats?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific mm-hmm. Trade Partnership, because was there any discussion, since really from this point on it's all about Trump, mm-hmm. Or it's all about beating Trump, Hillary Clinton beating Trump, was there any discussion of taking TPP off the table by opposing TPP in the same way that Trump opposes TPP would deny Trump an issue, that it would be strategically welcome, even if later on they suddenly have a change of heart?
I think it was the biggest mistake that we made at the platform meetings.
Was there discussion of it,
though? There was a major discussion. There were some amendments proposed. Jim Hightower proposed a pretty detailed amendment. And the Saunders amendment from the Hillary side was a more vague amendment. And so Ben Jealous, who is the former head of the NAACP, proposed a secondary amendment which would clarify the language to the Saunders Amendment, specifically saying, and that is why we do not support TPP. And that launched a hearty debate between both sides. And I think the major argument on the Sanders side was that Donald Trump and the RNC are taking TPP out of their platform. They want to win Rust Belt states to go against TPP as a party. With that, you not only have an edge over Donald Trump in getting those Rust Belt blue-collar white voters, but you also are able to engage the Sanders supporters that you so desperately need. And they denied it. It was politically, I think, a poor move.
Emotionally, at this moment, Barack Obama is going to be in Dallas. The idea of racial violence and police violence is huge right now. Mm-hmm. What do you think Sanders feels about stepping back at this particular moment? Can Hillary lead in the way that Barack Obama may try to lead today in Dallas?
I think that's up to Hillary to decide. I do know that Senator Sanders will still be engaged throughout the campaign as well as his surrogates. I think that there are several movements that have fallen under Senator Sanders' campaign, from some Black Lives Matter members who've been organizing to union members. There's so many different movements, and those movements will continue. In fact, I think that under a Hillary Clinton presidency, those movements will be more successful than under a Donald Trump presidency. So I really do hope that Secretary Clinton has her ear on the ground, is listening to these movements, because it's not about symbolism. It's not about politics right now. I don't really think that Bernie Sanders supporters really care if they show up at a rally. I think they just want their issues addressed.
Namiki Konst is a host of The Filter on SiriusXM Progress and is, as you can tell, Bernie Sanders supporter. Thanks so much, Namiki.
Thank you so much.